So let's move over to hepatocellular cancer. And Eileen, we asked you to talk about a couple of recent publications in the field, beginning with a study by Peng in the JCO.
So this study was looking at radiofrequency ablation plus or minus TACE or transcatheter arterial embolization in patients with hepatocellular cancer, and sort of a provocative signal suggesting that combining regional therapy with TACE plus radiofrequency ablation improved outcomes. This was not a randomized study. It was a look-back analysis, so there are a number of caveats, but certainly the signal is there that there may be a value to considering a dual sort of modality or dual approach in terms of local regional therapy management for predominantly liver-confined HCC. And this really needs to be looked at prospectively.
And Johanna, this is one of the most common questions we get from oncologists is, when do I use TACE or RFA? When do I use sorafenib? How do you answer that, and how do you approach it in your own patients?
So when I see an HCC patient for the first time, my first question is that, is this disease confined to the liver or is it not confined to the liver? So is this metastatic disease? Is there significant portocaval adenopathy? And there's still some controversy as to how aggressive you are when you see portocaval adenopathy. And then if it's liver disease only, is a patient A a resection candidate? Is a patient B a transplant candidate? If the answer is no, which at least in my practice is usually no, because of proximity to the porta hepatis or proximity to blood vessels or the size of the tumor, then the next question goes, can I locally control it? And I think that's where the question of TACE versus RFA versus even radioembolization comes in. Radiofrequency ablation, I think you're limited in terms of size to how big the tumor can be. And I think the outskirts of the upper limit of what they can do is 4 or 5 centimeters. And if it's next to a blood vessel, a major blood vessel, then you can't do it. Chemoembolization, one of the issues is, one, how's the hepatic function? Because oftentimes these cases are diagnosed in cirrhotic patients. Two, is there any portal venous thrombosis? There's a lot of cases that present, at least mine initial, present with portal venous thrombosis. And if that's the case, then chemoembolization is not usually a potential. Radioembolization, I personally like, because you can still give radioembolization when patients have portal venous thrombosis. And I find, at least in my personal experience, that there's less adverse events after radioembolization than chemoembolization. I find that after chemoembolization, patients tend to be more tired and there's more of an LFT bump than for patients that I've used radioembolization in. In terms of sorafenib, if I can get some local control over the tumor in my own practice, I'll prefer to do that prior to thinking about something like sorafenib. I try to put off sorafenib as long as I can, just because it has benefit, but it also has toxicity that goes along with it.